From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Former Trump campaign manager turns himself in. Paul Manafort, who for a short time was U.S. President Donald Trump's campaign manager last year, turned himself into authorities Monday as part of the criminal investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. A federal grand jury on Friday approved charges in the probe led by special counsel Robert Mueller. Manafort long has helped run a Washington lobbying firm representing world leaders, including interests in Ukraine and Russia. A former business partner of Manafort's, Rick Gates, also surrendered to the Federal Bureau of Investigation. The charges filed by Mueller are the first since he assumed control of the investigation in May and mark a sharp turn of events in the Russian probe that has cast a shadow on the first year of Trump's presidency. Over the weekend, Adam Schiff, a member of the U.S. House of Representatives Intelligence Committee, talked about how they were looking into the Russian meddling in the U.S. election and Paul Manafort.
If it is Paul Manafort, and he has apparently told others that he expects to be indicted, it may help us answer one very central question in the investigation, and that is, we know that the Russian government, through intermediaries, was reaching out to the Trump campaign, reaching out to Paul Manafort and others, and offering information on Hillary Clinton they thought would help the Trump campaign. The question is, who gave what to whom as a result of these overtures?
Now, Mr. Trump has repeatedly called the criminal and congressional probes into connections between his campaign and Russian interests a witch hunt used by Democrats to explain his stunning election upset of former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. But Mueller is a former director of the FBI and is viewed in Washington by many as apolitical. This is VOA News. The head of the United Nations Atomic Agency says Iran has been carrying out its commitments made under a landmark nuclear deal with world powers. The announcement comes on the heels of a dispute between Washington and Iran over President Trump's decision this month not to certify Tehran's compliance with the nuclear deal. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi is calling for calm and a respect for the law in the northern Kurdistan region a day after its leader announced he was stepping down as president. Iraqi Kurdish leader Masoud Barzani used a televised speech Sunday to say he would resign effective November the 1st. Iraqi Kurdish leader Masoud Barzani is stepping down as the president. James Jeffrey is a former U.S. ambassador to Iraq and currently a fellow at the Washington Institute for Near East Policy. He tells VOA Barzani had no other choice but to resign.
Because if he steps down, then that will open the door to the step of annulling the referendum vote, because that is the demand of both the Abadi government in Baghdad and all of the neighbors.
Iraqi Prime Minister has called the Kurdish independence referendum vote illegal and in response sent his forces to retake control of disputed areas that were in control of the Kurds. Spain's state prosecutor says he will seek charges of sedition and rebellion against ousted Catalan cabinet officials. Attorney General José Manuel Maza also called Monday for charges of embezzlement against Catalonia's leaders over their push to separate from Spain. Catalan pro-independence party general coordinator Marta Pascal says the party in a snap regional election on December 21st, and as to the whereabouts of Catalan President Carles Puigdemont.
Well, I don't know. I cannot confirm you where is the president. I think that the president's office should say where is Mr. President. What I can say is that this weekend I've been in contact with him. I've been speaking with him, and he's fine. He's absolutely convinced that we are doing things well.
The announcement came as Catalonia entered its first week after the Spanish central government's assertion of control over the would-be breakaway region. For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. Starting next year, Saudi women will be able to attend sporting events at three stadiums across the country as part of the kingdom's efforts to improve women's rights. Saudi Arabia has some of the world's tightest restrictions on women and has long barred women from sports arenas by strict rules on segregation of the sexes in public. Once again, for more on all these stories, including Paul Manafort turning himself into the FBI, check out our website at voanews.com. Joe Palca in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.